Just a few minutes, Judge. While we still have this up, Exhibit 334, you didn't help draft this termination memo, did you?
No.
You understand this was written by Jay Flatley and Jennifer Kearns?
I did not know that.
Looking again at 333, Jay Flatley's notes. Ma'am, are you sure that Jay Flatley didn't tell Dr. Zarnik that if he violates confidentiality, the company will pursue all its remedies?
I know he reminded him about the confidentiality agreement, but I don't know, you know, if he made that entire statement. But I do remember about the confidentiality.
You just don't remember either way?
Correct.
A real quick look again in Exhibit 206. Miss Kearns followed up on this. You are sure that you are not the person who actually informed Jay Flatley of this information?
Asked and answered on direct.
Is that right?
Overruled.
Again, I don't know if who Jay is referring to in that memo, those two people.
I'm just saying you are sure it's not you. You did not inform Jay Flatley about this information, did you?
As for the information in that memo, I don't know if Jay is referring to me. That's the best I can answer you. I don't understand what you're asking me.
Let me ask it again. It wasn't you. You were not the person who directly provided this information to Jay Flatley.
Oh, who directly provided it? I don't remember.
You provided it to John Stupnagel?
I know I spoke to John in the past about Tony's hours.
All right. And Miss Kearns asked you, and actually I asked you several times now, that you didn't investigate the claim of discrimination because you didn't know about it until after the firing, right?
Absolutely.
If I understood you correctly, if Jay Flatley were following company policy, and if Jay Flatley learned about discrimination, he was supposed to report it to you so that you could conduct an investigation.
Not necessarily, because again, of the level at which Tony Zarnik was in the company. Because this was a senior management, and I was not privy, nor did I ever expect to be, brought into these discussions, such as him becoming a research associate.
Company policy, as you testified earlier, was that if the supervisor learned about discrimination, they were supposed to report it to you. That's general policy?
Right. That's a supervisor. That's not president and CEO.
There's an exception for president and CEO at Illumina?
I'm not saying that, but I would not expect for senior management to involve myself in that.
Even when senior management is the person being accused of discrimination?
I would not expect at my level to be involved.
Who should have been involved, from your perspective, internally within the company, if Dr. Zarnik accuses the president of discrimination? Who should investigate?
I'll object that the question assumes facts not in evidence. That being, the investigation would necessarily be done by someone within the company.
Overruled.
Ma'am, on the company policy, who should investigate situations where the company president is involved with alleged discrimination?
For myself, I would elect outside counsel at that point. I would have engaged an outside investigator.
You never had that opportunity because you were never told about it?
I never knew that Tony was claiming discrimination, and he had ample opportunity to tell me that.
One quick question about you mentioning that Dr. Zarnik seemed to be about fun. You mentioned boat races as one example.
Correct.
Have you ever seen the Illumina website?
Have I ever seen what?
Illumina's website.
Yes.
Illumina.com?
Yes.
There's a section in Illumina in the website about, "We are all about fun at Illumina," something to that effect, isn't there?
I believe so.
In fact, on your website for a period of time, you were touting the boat races as something positive about the company, weren't you?
Yes, but that's not all the CSO should be doing.
I didn't say that. I'm asking you in terms of criticizing Dr. Zarnik. This was something you put on the website and you touted as something positive about the company, true?
That it was on the website?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
And specifically, boat races were mentioned on the website at one point.
I'm agreeing with you because I don't remember that the boat races were on the website.
Boat races aren't on there anymore, are they?
I have no idea.
Somebody took them off. Reference to the boat races. Off the Illumina website.
We don't do boat races anymore, anyway.
Nothing further. Thank you.
Just one quick follow-up.